Testing, testing. This is an interview for the Brickmakers Oral History Project at the Museum LA. The date is September 18th, 2007. This is Andrea Lumgier, and I'm interviewing Ron Lachance. Ron, could you start just by telling me your full name?
My name is Ronald Lachance. I'm originally from Canada, and I work at the shoe shop or brick maker.
Sure.
I work at the shoe shop around 1968 to 1974 as a hand sewer. I work full time over there, and I love to do that. But after a while, the shop closed down because they didn't have enough order. So I have all the work at that time, in 1974.
And did you do, you get paid by piecework?
I was paid by piecework. It was around 60 cents a pair to do that at that time. And I make a good money on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is your date of birth?
April 9, 1939.
And you were born in Canada?
Yes, I did.
And when did you come to the U.S.?
I come in the U.S. in 1962 because we get married over there, and we come back over here in 1962.
Okay. So you grew up in Canada?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What part of Canada?
It's around St. George. It's about 25 miles east of St. George, Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes about 3.5 hours from Canada to get in Lewis. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. And what size family did you come from?
Pretty big size. I was about 14 kids in the family, and I was in the middle, so... right in the middle of the family. Yeah.
And what did your parents do for work?
There was a farmer over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of their life. And my mother was born in Canada, and my father too. They come both from Canada. Yeah.
So you came to the U.S. and you worked in shoemaking.
First, I work at the Hill Mill. In 1962 to 1964, around that. And it, just in the winter time, because in the winter time I didn't have much work outside. So I work in the mill both winter, 1962 and 1963. Yeah.
And when were you involved with brick making?
I was making the brick at that time in the summertime. And then winter time I worked in the mill.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked 2 years for brick making. Yeah.
And can you talk about your experiences in brick making?
Well, first of all, I had a bit had time to start because I didn't know how to do it, but they showed me how. And after a while, I learned, and it was pretty hard work. I did it for all summer. Two other guys from Canada, mm-hmm. They came here and they worked with me for the all summer. And they go back. Now they live to Augusta, those two guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did you do in the brick making process?
I was making the brick itself, striker. It's called it striker. Yeah. Yeah. And I was shoveling the mud in the machine, then two guys in front making the brick. And That's hard work, but I can do it. I can do it that time. I was younger, so... Yeah.
Now, what... did you have to wear a bathing suit?
Yes, I do. I have a bathing suit in the morning. In the summertime, was not too bad because the weather was hot. But at the time of the year, around September, October, we had to break the ice on the... And it was pretty cold on the bathing suit at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which brickyard did you work for?
Morin, Albert Morin. in Danville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked there for 2 summers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1962, 1963. Yeah.
And did you help build the kills as well, or were you? Did you work just as a striker?
Just a striker.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my brother came here and he was put wood in the to cook the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Lewiston, he's still living here in Lewiston. And I work at the same brickyard, but not the same work, though. Yeah.
Now, is that Eloi?
Eloi, yes. Yes.
I had the chance to sit down with him a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, yeah. You interview
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So, do you remember some of the people you work with at the brickyard that you could talk about?
Well, that's a long time ago, but yeah. The only guy I could, well, my boss, Albert, and another guy, his brother, was nice to us, and they treat us good, and they pay us good, so I like to work for them that time, and that's pretty much I have to say about that right now. Yeah.
Now, tell me your reasons for coming to the United States from Canada.
Oh. Well, in 1957, my wife's sister came over in Lewiston, and we came to visit them once a year. Then we like the environment, and we decided to, I had my visa at that time, but my wife didn't. So she had the visa and get married over there in Canada, and then we come back in the United States in 1962.
Yeah. And you've been here ever since?
Yeah. I live in Lewiston for 40 years and in Minot for, right now it's 5 years, it's September. This September here, yeah.
Is there anything about the brick making that I haven't asked you about that you think is important to add?
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing is to prepare the clay. It's made with clay and sand. We have to mix it with water, but we can't put enough, just so much water, because it's too, I don't know how do you say that.
Too soft,
yeah. So we have to put the exact amount of water there, and you have to shovel it. We had to put it in the pit. It's a big box, about 12 by 10. You have to fill that at night. Then in the morning, it's ready to put it in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to shovel it in the machine. Then 2 guys in front, making the brick. So one guy was shoveling behind the machine, and 2 guys in front to make the brick. Yeah. So. And the mother had to be pretty much good, yeah, to make that.
Did you have to throw out a lot?
The guy who in back shoveling, it was pretty busy, because if the machine and there's enough mud in the machine won't work good. So that's why the guy in the back, whatever who he is, but he had to furnish enough mud to make the brick. It came out good. Yeah.
Well, I think I've asked all the questions that I had. Is mm-hmm. there anything else you want to add?
Not right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm no. That's not.
Yeah.
Not much else. No, but. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.